السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام البركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning full of خير and بركة. حضرة مفتي صاحب may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Atwa with afiyat and good health. Allah accept your khidmat. حضرة مفتي صاحب the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم and APA and family. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, Wednesday, is the 7th of Jumad al-Ula in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the countries and cities of the world. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 57, Suratul Hadid, the iron and steel, and verses number 22 and 23 is our lesson today. Our lesson today is verses number 21 and 22, that will be the verses we will discuss, chapter 57, verses 21 and 22. Before we start with the lesson, as an introduction, we should understand the following. Now, we know many people are writing matric exams, university exams, college exams, so many things are happening. But what is a real exam for a true Muslim? Chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 185. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about it and says, Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. Wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah. And you will receive your optimum, maximum reward on the day of justice. So this is the only criteria by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. The person who's taken far, far away from the fire in Jahannam and the hellfire and the furnace and inferno and admitted into Jannah and paradise, then indeed he, she are successful. So we should remember that all these examinations of the world are secondary. The primary one is the one that will take us direct to Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And as far as the world goes, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life, dunya, which is miserable and wretched, is nothing but just like the dirty rag in our kitchens. So remember, it is the provision of deception. Our youth, our energy, our wealth, everything, if you look at it, it is just temporary. And everything will be taken away from us at the time of death and so forth. So therefore, we should get our realignment. We should be getting our priorities right and so forth. So once we understood that, now you will understand today's lesson. Chapter 57, verse 21 and 22. Sabiqu. Now look at the word sabiqu. Sabiqu comes from the word musabaqa. So me and Mo Salim Karim, my Junaid Mota and myself, so we have to compete. We have to compete. Who is going to get the forgiveness of Allah first and foremost? Who is going to enter Jannah first and foremost? You know, when you were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, you were in madrasa, you were there studying, and you said, let me learn my sabak. You were doing Hifz class and you said, my sabak is kachu, I don't know it properly. Ustaji, the teacher said, go make pakku, go learn it properly. So sabak also comes from the same root letters, meaning that who will know this lesson properly and come out first. You see that? So the whole day, every day, there is some competition going on. Now Allah Jalla Wala is taking our focus away from this world for a little while and showing us the real purpose of life and the real successful one. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ سَابِقُوا. And you, Muslim, you must be competing with one another. So competing in the righteous deeds, who can read more salat, who can fast more, who can give more charity, who can do more welfare work, who can do more jihad, who can do all the righteous actions and deeds and speech. So everything will be included. So we must have competition, but not from riya and wasum'a, to impress people and to impress the eyes of people and the ears of people. Nay, it must be done solely, only, exclusively for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the pleasure of Almighty Allah is the greatest and biggest thing. Now see what Allah says. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. So now you must vie and compete with one another towards the forgiveness of your sustainer, nourisher. Every one of us today, whether we are in India or Pakistan or Dubai or Haman's Kral or Europe, Australia, America, who is a sane person and mature person, we are sinners. There is no person today on the face of the earth physically living and saying that he never committed sins. Kullukum khatta'un wa khairul khatta'in at-tawwabun. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustadr Ahmad ibn Majah and various compilations of Ahadith Mubarakah. Every one of you is a sinner, and the best sinner is the one who repents. Maghfiratim min Rabbikum. One meaning of maghfirah. Chapter number 71 and verses 10, 11, 12. Then Allah says, Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Allah sent wahi revelation to Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. Tell your people to ask Allah for forgiveness. Innahu kana ghaffara. Allah is of forgiving, very, very forgiving. He will expunge your vices from your book of deeds. And then your book of deeds will be spotless and white, pure, pure, pure. There'll be no dark ones, there'll be no stains and marks there of vices and sins. You see that? So that is maghfira. Second meaning, wa'afu anna waghfir lana warhamna. The ending of Surah Baqarah. Surah Baqarah chapter 2 is the longest surah chapter in the Noble Quran. 286 verses. Ya Allah, you told us time is past, present and future. But you, Allah, taught us a beautiful, powerful, potent, comprehensive dua. وَعَفُ عَنَّا. Oh Allah, forgive us. From the time we became baligh and mature and attained the age of puberty till now, all the vices we committed, Ya Allah, whether with our eyes, with our ears, with our tongue, with our body, وَعَفُ عَنَّا. Forgive us, Ya Allah, that's for the past. وَغَفِرْ لَنَا, for the present. Ya Allah, you are ghafar. Second meaning in this text and context will mean أَنْتَ السَّتَّارِ, that you cover and conceal our vices. You see, in the Arabic language, mighfar. Mighfar refers to the helmet. It covers our head, you see. We're going into the mind, we're going underground and so forth. So currently, presently, Ya Allah, cover our vices. So second meaning here, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. First one, grant us forgiveness. Second meaning, cover and conceal our vices. فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this world and the year after. Because you are Sattar, we Maiman people, we love to keep the name Abdul Sattar. So very good name it is. So remember that meaning also. And then the future, وَرَحَمْنَا, envelope us in your mercy. See what a beautiful dua. إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا كَأَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَجَنَّةٍ. When you have Jim Noon in Arabic, it means something hidden. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Aliyazu Billah, that person is insane, Junoon. Can you see the insanity and madness? Allah forbid. No, you can't see it. Therefore, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Sunan Nasai, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-junoon. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from insanity and madness also. Allah protect us all. And Janine, you are now expecting. Last night after tafsir, one person came to me, whispered in my ear, that, yeah, tell me, my wife is just pregnant. We just came to find out today. So I told him, read chapter number 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, grant me pious children. If you want sons, then read chapter 37, verse 100. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam's dua. Ya Allah, grant me pious children, normal children. And if you got 3-4 sons and you want a daughter, Rabbi habli min as-salihat. Ya Allah, grant me one dikri. Grant me one beti. Grant me one sahib zadi. Grant me one ladli. You see, all that is wonderful words, you see. Grant me one daughter, one bushra, ya Rab, you see. So like that, always we must beg Allah. Today is Wednesday after Zuhur, a special time there to make du'as, and du'as are accepted. So Junoon, Janin, Jin, you see. So that is the miracle of the Arabic language. When Jim and Noon come together, then it's invisible. Remember, you can't see it with a naked eye. So Allah has kept that Jannat for us. Allah describes. Normally, it is common sense when you have the width and you have the breadth of something. So the length and the breadth, right? So the length is much longer than, remember, than the breadth, like that. So Allah speaks just about the breadth. And that is how wide it will be. Arduha, the wideness of it, the breadth of it. Ka ardi sabai wal ardi u'iddat lilladheena amanu. So the wideness of it, the breadth of it, of Jannah, will be, that is, like how the heavens and the earth. That is just for our perception, comprehension. Otherwise, it's much bigger, everything. U'iddat lilladheena amanu. It has been already prepared. And for those people who got true iman, faith, conviction, and no doubt, chapter 49, verse number 15, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا, then they have absolutely no doubt in what Allah said, and what Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ, so they have iman, belief in Allah Jalla Wala, in His Zat, in His Asma and Sifat, in His honorable names and attributes, wa rusuli, in all the messengers, from the Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, till Jesus, peace be upon him. So these prophets all came for a selected time and a specific place. You see that? Then Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Milad Mubarak took place on 20th April 571, on that Monday morning in Makkah Mukarramah. And then the international global messenger came with the international global message. So therefore, he is Khatamun Nabiyeen. Chapter 33, verse 40. So we have to believe in every messenger. ذَلِكَ فَضُلُ اللَّهِ, that is the grace of Almighty Allah. Therefore, we enter Jannat al-Firdaus, we say, رَحْمَةً وَفَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. A person is dispatched to Jahannam, it is عَدْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ, the justice system of Allah, he or she lands up in the hellfire. ذَلِكَ فَضُلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, that is the grace of Allah. He grants it to whomsoever He wishes. So speak to Allah, I need your rahmah, I need your grace, I need everything from you, ya Rab, that is good for me, my family and the ummah. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Just take the smallest, easiest example. Take myself, take yourself. How many liters of water have we drank so far in our life? How much milk have we drank? How much food have we eaten? How much have we slept in? So just start counting. That is one person. Then there's 8 billion plus people today. Then what about from Nabi Adam alayhi's time? How many million, billion, trillion, zillion they were? But Allah keeps on giving. But these haramis and secularist, capitalist and shaitani sources will tell you there isn't sufficient food here on this earth. Wallahu dhul fadlil azim. And Almighty Allah is a possessor of abundant grace. He gives us much more than what we deserve. That is the fadl, the grace of mercy of Almighty Allah. But in life, there will be vicissitudes. There will be unj and nich. That's in Urdu. There will be ups and downs. So now, ma asaba min musibatin. And never does a calamity afflict any person on this earth. Now the question arises, how will we know whether that punishment, whether that musibah, calamity is a punishment or is a rahmah, is a mercy? Allah forbid, you are going to the masjid and then you met up with an accident. You see, that person opposite party was drunk, intoxicated. So you will say that is rahmah. That is a trial and a test for you. Allah's mercy is enveloping you. You're going to the masjid now 4 o'clock in the morning. And now you met up with an accident. So Allah is testing your sincerity. Will you keep on going? So that is the mercy of Allah, a blessing in disguise. And a person is going to the casino. A person is going there to the brothel and the escort agency. A person is going for a soccer match and cricket match, all haram activities. And now he or she meets up with an accident, Allah forbid. So that is now a punishment. But even that punishment has a silver lining. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَىٰ دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Almighty Allah states, the smaller punishment we gave you, you didn't die, you see, you still have another chance. So Almighty Allah states that the smaller punishment I gave you, not the big one where death occurred, is why لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they return to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Come back to what Allah told you. Chapter 32, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and verse number 21. So that also is a punishment, but it is a blessing in disguise also. مَا صَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So if you want to know, just rewind your life for that day, that few hours, for that week, and see. Your heart will tell you whether it is a rahmah or a zahmah. Rahmah is a mercy of Allah. Or zahmah, whether it is a calamity, disaster, catastrophe. مَا صَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, on this earth. وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, or in your own body. Suddenly sickness came. Suddenly this worry came, your daughter got divorced. Suddenly your car got hijacked, you got kidnapped. Allah forbid. Illa fi kitabin. But everything has been recorded already in the book, in the Lawha Mahfuz, the sacred tablet. In Muslim Sharif it is mentioned, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْمَقَادِيرِ. Allah Ta'ala created the destiny of everybody, everything. مِنْ قَبَلْ, already before. A 50,000 years before you even were born. Min qabli an nabraha. Min qabli, you see, wujudikum. That before your existence, Allah already recorded it. See, easy example I give you. It will resonate with you. Now, a new area has been rezoned for commercial property, residential property. So you bought the plot for your wonderful house, for your shop, for your factory, what have you. So now, after you bought it, now what? So now the architect draws up all the plans and so forth. Now you get the builder, Mr. ABC. He tells you, you will need so many bricks, you will need so much cement. The carpenter tells you, you will need so much wood and so much. So nothing is in existence, but they're telling you because of their expertise and they're prone to error. You don't challenge them. You say that I accept you because I have confidence in you. But Allah Jalla Wala is Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. He is more perfect than the word perfect. Therefore we say Subhanallah. Everlasting glory, perfection for him. So before time he tells us, and there is no scope for error. It's 100% precision. You don't see sunrise. You don't see sunset. So everything with precision and accuracy. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنَّ بَرَأَهَا. So before it was created already, Allah wrote my destiny, your destiny. So we must keep on trying, begging and supplicating. Ya Allah, accept me for your deen. Accept us for your religion. Make our khatima ending on iman. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us. Let Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be pleased with us. Chapter 9, verse number 62, Surah Tawbah. Wallahu wa rasuluhu haqqu an yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. Hamara iman ka taqaza ye hai. Our faith demands from us that Allah must be pleased with us and Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be pleased with us. Inna dhalika ala Allahi yaseer. And that is very, very easy for Almighty Allah Jalla wala. May Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy and grace. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 7 Jumad al-Ula 1447. We present to you the news views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Yes, yesterday, Israel, the swine, the pigs, the donkeys and the monkeys and the dogs. Remember, they martyred and murdered 33 people in Gaza, scores of them injured. They say Hamas violated the ceasefire. How many times you violated it? So you must remember that you can kill anybody in Syria, in Lebanon, in Gaza, murdering the babies and children. They are frustrated now, the Jutlas and Israeli Jews and Zionists, because the whole world remember knows now they committed genocide, they committed ethnic cleansing, they committed crimes against humanity, and now that Netanyahu can't travel everywhere. Norway said he comes here, we arrest him. So many other countries say that, you see that. So they're getting frustrated. And Hamas, if you know anything of America, more and more people are watching all the videos and clips coming, and they're saying, we want to be like these people, Muslim, and we want to embrace Islam. So they're very worried about it, you see that. And you see what is happening? That the people are fed up with the double standards of the West and so forth. Russia invaded Ukraine, so Finnish, they kicked them out from FIFA, they kicked them out from UEFA and the soccer, whatever. But for Israel, they are haramis, they are swines and pigs. No, we must leave them inside. You see that? So that is what people are seeing. I challenge you, Israel. I know you are listening to me, you Jutlas and Jutlis and Zionists. Why you don't allow the international journalists to come inside so that they can highlight your crimes and without any hindrance? So 2 years you could not defeat Hamas with all the help of your handlers, America, Britain, and all the Germans, and you were India and whoever else, and the Arab Tanpot dictators, haramis and murtads, your Saudi Arabia and Emirates, and your kings of Bahrain and Morocco and Jordan, and your Pharaoh Sisi, and still you couldn't defeat them? You shame on you, haramis. So that's what you are, a cursed nation, you must remember that. And they attack Gaza, they attack Syria, they attack Lebanon, all with impunity. Because America, the big brother, is there. You see that? America is falling apart. The empire is collapsing, inshallah. You're a Muslim, right? You're listening to me, O Radio Al-Ansar International. You're listening to me, O Markaz Sahaba. Today after Zuhr, you read 2 rakat salat special and say, Ya Allah, decimate and destroy America. Destroy Israel and destroy all those Arab countries and Muslim countries that are supporting Israel and America and the Abrahamic Accord. There's a minimum you must do. Jamaica, this is the Caribbean, you must remember, the capital is Kingston. Thousands of people evacuated. Hurricanes, they have not seen. This is Hurricane 5. And one of the worst you can get, and it's raining there, and the wind is howling at 100, 200 kilometers in some places and so forth, and the people don't know what to do. Authorities is beyond their control and so forth. Listen to this juicy Lucy story, Eugene Mota. So you will know there's more to life than the China Mall. Right, Eugene Mota? There's a character, he's French president, his name is Macron. And his wife is Bridget. She looks like a witch also, you see. That and a harami she is also. So now there is a journalist, you see. And her name is Candace Owens. So Candace Owens says that this President Macron's wife, she was originally a male, a man. You know, he was Steve. Then Steve became Eve. You see, transgender business. So husband and wife are gone bonkers now. So now they suing Candace Owens. You see that? How the hell can you say this and all that? But if you look at her, you will see. I'm not saying it's permissible to look at her. But you know, all these things just pop up also in the newspapers and on the when you're reading the news. So if you look at her, you will know that she looks like a proper harami and a witch. You see, just like the king's wife. You see, Camilla, you see. They're another chameleon. A bunch of chameleons there. Brazil, Lula, what's happening there, Lula? 60 people killed near Rio de Janeiro, you see that. Gang warfare. The police are shooting and the gangs are shooting and innocent people are getting killed and so forth. So next to Rio, it's a crazy place, this Rio. And that I've been 5 times, you know, to Brazil. They're half crazy, those people there. And you have the slums and they just play soccer, football the whole day and make fornication, adultery half the time. They got special school for illegitimate children and bees. If you know anything about Rio and Sao Paulo and that. Hey, Jutla Harami, you Jew, you Zionist. 200, this is your Haaretz newspaper. 279 Israeli soldiers attempted to commit suicide. You see that? They will never find peace. Allah has told you, Netanyahu, Lapid, Bennett, and all you Haramis, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich. Smotrich made another comment against Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia bootlicking America and Israel. And this guy is there. Last time he told them, you carry on riding your camels. Now he told them, we're doing very well without your support for past 77 years. So we don't need you, you see. Another smack in the face of the Saudis, of these Wahhabis, of the Najdis. And it's not permissible to go and study there in Jamia Islamia because they will make you just a corrupted Salafi also. So that is our fatwa and you can tell them they know me there. So United States kills 14 people in attacks on drug cartels. You see, Maduro pulled off a smart move. So he, if you know anything about the world and geography, nice one I read yesterday, I laughed, you know. So the grandpa, the grandfather asked the grandson, listening Junaid Mota, that he asked the grandson, tomorrow's grandson, what exam you got? He said, I got geography exam. So he said, which ocean's name do you know? He said, very easy, Dada. Oh, grandpa, I know ocean basket. So that is today's world, you see that? Pakka shaitans, the students also, and just eat and drink and get fat, then obese and so forth. So now Maduro played a smart one on America, you see. So now he sent his secret forces there between Venezuela, Jamaica and all these things, you see that. So now Trinidad, all that, you see. So then he found these guys, American operatives and the agents and so forth, and they arrested them. So now they're in custody in Venezuela. Smart move, Maduro. All this, anybody harms America, anybody harms Israel, anybody harms UAE and all these people, they are murderous people, murdering people, remember. So we will support them, Muslim or non-Muslim. It can be Kafir, Shia or Murtad or whoever. New York Times is boycotted by the Palestinian supporters. They say that this newspaper is too much in favor of America and Israel and is giving misinformation, disinformation, you see that. So we need to know all these things here. Thousands killed in Sudan, you see that? Sudan is a rich country. There's oil there and many other natural resources and minerals and what have. So the RSF, the Rapid Support Force, but who is funding them? Remember, they are funded by the UAE. Even the United Nations mentioned this. The UAE supports Israel. The UAE, you know UAE, United Arab Emirates, your Dubai and Abu Dhabi, where you love to go. So you must remember that, and you'd love to go see. I met one guy, I asked him, what you saw? He said, I went there to see that masjid in Abu Dhabi, and then what you did? He said, I went to see Ferrari World. So I said, Toji, akal bi erij ay. You see, I told him, your brains also is just like that. So you must remember these things here. The pakka haramis, enemies of Islam. So one side are the Wahhabis, Najdis, they in Saudi, and one is these Emirates. Our pakka enemies, they banned the Tabligh Jamaat. The best Jamaat in the world, they have banned. That if you look at the past 100 years, since the time Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas, Nawwarullah Marqadahu, who started this work, 1926 in Mewat, now in 2025, is over 100 years Islamically. So they banned them. But all these haram activities, they will then, you see, involve in these things here. So we have no time for them, remember this. Pakistan and Afghanistan, they met up there in Istanbul so that they can have a peace treaty. But that conference and meeting of theirs ended up in chaos and couldn't. Pakistan says, Afghanistan, you are harboring terrorists. Afghanistan, Taliban told Pakistan that you are the one. This is your internal problem. Don't come and blame us for it. You are becoming the agent of America to destabilize by Afghanistan and so. It's the truth. The Pakistani army bhi chor hai, aur waha ke leader bhi chor hai. I said it in Urdu, so you must know properly what we are saying. So if you look at majority of the army, they corrupted, and majority of the politicians in Pakistan are also corrupted. Therefore, I have to agree with my Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafizahullah of the Majlis. Today's Pakistan has become now Pakistan. U.S. increases pressure on China. They say all your people's mobiles and all these things here. We can't allow it to come into America because you got some ching chong business written there. So now we must know how every part of it, your wu wai and hu wai and whatever way you pronounce it. So this is now America is paranoid. So now you see Trump is going there with cap in hand. Hey China, take it easy, man. You're knocking us everywhere, left, right and center. Just see in South Africa. Did you see, Junaid Mota, how many Chinese cars are here? You must remember, if you just look properly, 10, 20 years ago, there was hardly any Chinese cars. Today, you just see them everywhere. Norway told Netanyahu, you come here, we arrest you. Sweden said, you jutlas, you want to have your music festival or film festival or whatever, art festival, all haram, but we don't allow you. So they had to cancel it. That is exactly what Quran is telling you. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ Chapter 7, verse 167, the Jutlas, the Jews, will be punished right till the day of justice by Allah, who is the most just, with دَيَّانُ لَا يَمُوتُ Allah's attribute is دَيَّان. Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and Shahbaz Sharif al-Khabithatul al-Khabithin, both met in Riyadh and for economic cooperation, military cooperation, and so forth. So Pakistan will give them their nuclear to use if the need arises. They will give them personnel, and they got all the people there. You see, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, he pulled off a smart move with King Faisal. He said, King Faisal, you're my good friend, best friend. I'll give you a million men, but woman, I won't give you one. King Faisal just looked at him. He says, you know what your people do with the women. When was Bhutto executed and all that? In 78, 79, those times there already. And we today, 2025, how true it is, you see that. So Russia gains the advantage in Ukraine and giving them a good hiding, you see that. So therefore, we support Putin. We like some haramis, you see. Now there's a journalist, he's called Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson says Europe is destroying itself by backing and supporting Ukraine. You bunch of idiots, can't you see? Shutdown continues about 4 weeks now in America, you see. Millions of people have lost their jobs and millions of dollars. half the U.S. states. Now, if you know anything of America, so America has 50 states. We call province, they call 50 states. They say United States of America. We call it United States of America. You see that? So half of them, 25 of them, are suing Trump and his administration for food stamps, that we can't get food because of your shutdown. You Democrats and Republicans, both sides, haramis, playing with our lives. Now we want to get food, and that stamps also we can't get, and so forth and so. So don't think that America is your Hollywood and Bollywood. Majority of the people there are suffering, remember, because of their idiot policies and foolishness. They'll give Israel billions, but they won't give their own people. You need a new party there. They can kick all these guys out. That's what you need there. Somali woke up, you see that? Somali Airlines. But me, I'll never fly with these guys. Even. I have too many experiences with these guys. Somali Airlines is going to start flying after 30 years. You know, one airline we went, they take the fowls and chicken in the plane and all that. And see, so you must remember these kind of things and all the funny, funny things you will see when you travel, you know. After 30 years, Ahmed Abdi, I know you from Somaliland. So yeah, Somali Airlines coming back on flight, you see. Vietnam, biggest floods in history, they're saying. Terrible, terrible things happening in Vietnam, you see. Ho Chi Minh, you know Ho Chi Minh. Ho Chi Minh is Saigon. And Starmer is also named, you see, that as an accomplice. And America also an accomplice. All these are accomplices. And the major players in the genocide against the Palestinians and Gaza. And now you're seeing another genocide unfolding in the West Bank. Let's come to South Africa. When you're going from this side, you need Mota towards Pretoria, Lodium. Then on your left-hand side, you see Sunderland Reach. So yesterday, one gang, they went there and they had a big truck with big, big guns. They robbed that shop or factory or whatever, and hey, they went away. But these guys were sharp, you see. They got some good police, and at least we must praise the police here. So 8 guys arrested. One guy was shot also. They should have shot him properly, you see. So 8 of them arrested. Well done. SAFA President Denis Jordan in big problem. From 2010 till now, all the corruption in the World Cup and so forth and so on, big problem. Hey, you Jutlas, you think you're running Cape Town? So you, my brothers, sisters in Cape Town, you must never fall in the trap of the Jutlas. Our Muslims want to build a masjid there in Sea Point. So the Jutlas are busy and they say, no, we don't want masjid. You go to hell. You don't like Muslims, you don't like Cape Town with a masajid and mosque, you foot sack. Tell them, AK said, you foot sack. You get out of South Africa. Yes, it is, you are a liability. When you were here, under apartheid, you were 200,000, 150,000. When majority rule came, half of you ran away. That is the truth. Go read your own Jewish report, you will find it there. So we will build a masjid wherever we want to. Whether Jutlas like or you don't like, you go to hell and footsack. Sahuk, better wake up, you Muslims. Yesterday I had many people inquiring. So mashallah, wake up. Don't tell me you didn't know. Friday is D-Day, this Friday, yeah, 31st October. So all of you who paid them in the 20 years ago, 15 years ago, you didn't go for Hajj, they owe you money, they must pay it back. Alamut Patal. 48 million they got there, remember that? Otherwise, we will also take them to court. And the programs today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, Mufti Hassan Ali of America, now in Pakistan, Mona Zaid will interview him. And then, inshallah, 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. And thereafter, 1 to 2 will be Tafsir. And after Zohar, you got an appointment. You know your appointment? Oh, Muslim, Muslimah, read 2 rakat salat. In your dua, raise your hands, go into sajda after your salat and speak to Allah. Ya Allah, destroy America, destroy Britain, destroy all this Israel and Arab tenpot dictators who are helping Israel. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimeen wa man wa'alahum. All those who are helping them and their friends, you decimate and destroy them. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.